Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, June 22nd, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Pressure mounts against Christians around the world even as the church grows. Threats from soldiers in Zimbabwe hurt missions work, and Americans are encouraged to wash out hunger this month. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Headlining today's news, being a Christian in Saudi Arabia can be deadly, and mission leaders are asking Christians to pray. Evangelicube International's Tom Doyle explains why believers in Saudi Arabia are undercover.
They're not allowed in Mecca or Medina, but we do know believers are throughout the country and even some underground churches. Mecca has to be the worst city in the world to be a believer. You are automatically beheaded on Tuesday morning in the city square if you're a believer.
Evangelicube is receiving word from people who have miraculously come to Christ. Doyle says,
despite what we see on the news, people are open and people are interested, and we have seen numerous salvations. So really, where it's the darkest, the light can shine the brightest, and a great way to share the gospel is just with something that's easily understood, like the Evangelicube.
$6 can provide one to a believer who's trained to lead over 100 people to Christ. Next, Zimbabwe's policy of nationalizing farmland is making ministry difficult. Christian World Outreach works in the region helping support AIDS orphans. Christian World's Dean Yoder says they plan to hold a weekend retreat on a farm owned by a national, but soldiers from Zimbabwe prevented passage. After long negotiations, they finally allowed passage, but with a catch.
They took all of the vegetables and fed them to the livestock. And so we had to buy food to feed the children. And every time our missionary would come back to the farm, they would harass him.
Yoder says God was using all of this for his glory.
Many of the children accepted Jesus during the weekend, and in spite of the harassment and in spite of the fact we had to spend a lot of extra money for food, God was good, and it was a successful weekend for us.
Funding is needed for their AIDS program. You're listening to Mission Network News. The face of adoption has changed since 1965. Adoption Associates International's Dick Van Dielen has been there all the way, helping create families for nearly four decades.
Unbelievably, China and Russia have become the two major producing countries in the world today. And if we went back, no one would have believed that those countries would have opened up to placing children in this country. And I think we're going to see the continued growth of international, and just hope and pray that people will eventually understand what a winning solution it is.
Although he retires next month, Van Dielen says he will continue to work with the ministry he's championed.
It's a passion with me. I see adoption as a winning solution for all of the parties, really also based on the pattern of Scripture, where all of us are God's children by adoption. And so that pattern is really at the basis of my motivation and commitment to the field of adoption.
Next, the Association of Christian Schools International reports construction is underway on a new building for the Mindanao International Christian Academy in the Philippines. ACSI says their new building will triple the school's floor space and provide a better learning environment. The school works from a Christian worldview to provide a quality high school education for the children of missionaries and expatriate Christian volunteer workers. Pray for a smooth transition to the new facility. And 31 million Americans do not know where the next meal will come from. Operation Blessings campaign this month involves soap, a bucket, and hose to answer that need. It's a virtual car wash where participants donate money that would have been spent at the car wash to OBI's hunger relief program. From there, millions of pounds of food goes onto Hunger Strike Force semi-trucks for delivery to hungry American communities. OBI demonstrates God's love by alleviating human need and suffering. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Max Meyer's book, Riding the Heavens, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book shares true stories and adventures through missionary aviation that will inspire you in your faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.